Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Well, I don't know who to intro on this one, so I'll just say, here's Tracy.
Here's Stacy. Here's Stacy.
Well, you know what? I'll throw it right to Steve because this is his moment, and he's got a fun story.
This is it. This past weekend,
the Easter Bunny.
I was there.
Yeah, we came to visit Jack. We any excuse to get me to the side door deli at Martin's, I take, and Jack was there. Meg said, "Why don't we go? You know, visit the Easter Bunny at Martin's, and we can get some soup." Okay, you got my attention now. So we get there, and the bunny at Ironwood and 23, Martin's locations. I mean, he was a linebacker. I think Jack said it best. I mean, he was literally sitting down, and he was almost as tall.
Easter Bunny was working out.
He was in good shape.
Yeah.
That Easter Bunny should be playing for Notre Dame.
Oh, no doubt. I ain't kidding.
On the off, maybe when it's not Easter.
We're not joking.
I believe you.
So,
I think there's a picture of it somewhere.
She just would not come near him, and I got a great picture, of course. There's three different pictures. The first one is Meg dragging her there, and you can see it in her face, like, I don't know about this. And then her just
wailing, just
throwing
crying.
Her hands out,
she's like, no,
So, I mean, I think that's something that
people can identify with.
They usually get over
that
the next year
or
so
two.
When's that happened? Three or four? So, your girls did it, Jack. Your girls did it.
Yeah, there was a little bit of tear action, but it
not wailing.
It wasn't wailing, no. Yeah,
no, she wouldn't come close to it. Yeah, and then someone, I think last night at the Martin's cooking class that we did, was that you at the? Yeah, that was me. Was that your little girl? Wait, yeah, that was her.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. Like you said, Tracy, I think everyone goes through that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you've never seen anything. You're two. You've never seen anything like this in your life.
And here you are handing me off to a stranger.
Exactly.
Yes,
where are you going?
Very true.
You're grabbing your phone to take pictures of this.
You know what?
Moment.
You got a great picture of it, though.
Yeah, it's a good picture.
It's priceless. It's here's the real deal.
But we couldn't get Meg out of the picture. She would not.
No.
I mean, she had the death grip on my wife.
Aww.
Like, nope, nope, you are not. Nope. Mm-hmm. No, you are not. You're not going anywhere.
Well, next year it'll be a piece of cake.
Exactly.
Well, next year she'll want it.
Yeah.
But she did take candy.
Oh yeah,
the bunny was sitting there. She goes, "Oh, you know what? Okay.
Well, if I'm gonna shed some tears I'm expecting some candy. You better believe that." Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
In the mornings, it gets me going.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:50. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, season 14 of The Voice continued last night,
mm-hmm.
and we're watching 28-year-old Jordan Kirchdorfer. Mm-hmm. Oh, he is a Nashville accountant now, but I was so surprised to hear this. He grew up in New Paris, Indiana.
Yeah.
And we got to do an interview with him yesterday about the competition.
And we asked him, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty well. I'm just getting ready for this week's battle episodes to air and just kind of getting myself collected from this whirlwind I've found myself in the past couple of weeks. It's been pretty nice.
Just give us the history of your talent and where it started.
So I started singing basically when I was 2 years old.
Uh-huh.
My parents put me up on stage at church and a talent show. And so I've been basically singing kind of ever since. My parents are both musical, so they've sang in different places, and so that's kind of influenced me. And then as I kind of got older through like elementary school and high school and all that, I was just always in the choir and kind of sang at different.
So how did you how did you get in on this, on what you're currently on The Voice?
Basically, they saw a YouTube video of me and reached out to me and asked me to come audition, and that's pretty much the gist of it. And then,
so
next thing I knew, I'm singing in front of these four amazing coaches.
And Jordan, tell us a little bit. I mean, you know, we just learned recently that you have ties to Michiana. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I grew up in New Paris, Indiana, which is just, you know, about 45 minutes or so outside of South Bend.
Yeah.
I was born and raised there on a farm. Like my grandparents have a farm, and so my dad works there, and just that's just where I got my start, and then moved to Nashville at 18 to go to Belmont University.
Now, you picked the songs that you're going to do?
Yes, yep. And the battle rounds, not because it's a duet, so they kind of pick that for you, but for the blind audition, yes.
And, you know, I recently saw Addison Agan of The Voice at The Learner, and she was awesome. But she talked about how close she was with her coach, Adam Levine. Are you like that with Blake?
I mean, starting off, it's like a process. You get to know each other, and I know further down, you know, as things progress, you get closer and closer. Mm-hmm. I was actually at that show, The Learner.
Oh, were you really? Perform. Yeah, my daughter and
yes, I
went.
Yes, I was.
It was awesome.
She was fantastic. I couldn't say enough. I mean, and the songs that she wrote, I was just blown away by her.
Well.
But yeah, it was fun to hear her process too, because the next day was when my blind airs, and so it was kind of cool to hear her inside scoop.
Absolutely.
Well you got a fan club right here. We're going
to
be cheering for you. All right.
You're fantastic.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Although when you make it big, before you make it big, I'm going to be his agent.
There you go.
Yeah, Jordan Kirkdorfer is his name.
Yes,
That's not going to work. We got to change.
What's I am that? Representing.
Yeah, we got to change his name. We're going to change it to Jordan Mellon, Jordan
Cougar. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
That's a true story, Tracy.
I know.
That is a true story. All right, very good. Well, good luck to you, buddy. Sounds like he's got it together.
Yeah, he sure does. All just right. A nice guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, is reportedly looking into ending the pop star's conservatorship. Now, the 36-year-old singer had been under the guidance of the court-ordered conservatorship since 2008 after she was hospitalized for psychiatric evaluation after that highly publicized breakdown and divorce from Kevin Federline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the arrangement states that due to an undisclosed mental illness and past substance abuse, Britney cannot make personal or financial decisions without the approval of his father, as well as her lawyer. But again, sounds like dad is looking to reverse that, as she does so well these days. Well, the big rivalry in the boy band NSYNC was all about a girl.
Go figure.
It wasn't about music. It was all about a girl.
Yeah.
That's the story coming out on the 20th anniversary of their debut album. Chris Kirkpatrick said he was dating a girl for a little while, and he broke up with her, and AJ started dating her. A confrontation.
You're not supposed to do that. Isn't there a rule?
Isn't that the man code?
You're not supposed to do that.
Unless it's with the bass player.
Oh.
Bass player.
See, I didn't read the
fine print.
I didn't read the fine print.
That's how it works.
But then Chris says, I don't know how it got resolved, but I saw him out one night and said I wanted to kill him. But then I said, well, let's get a beer. And then he says, I think boy band fights are the same as hockey fights. You fight when you're on TV, but then when you're not, you get a beer together. And now we're really good friends.
Oh, that's
hilarious. All righty. You guys ready for the birthday game?
Okay. He said reluctantly.
Quentin, are you narrating your own?
Tarantino.
Yes, I am.
Quentin Tarantino.
You know, he always talks and then he goes, okay, all right, okay, when he does his interviews.
Boy, I don't know. I'm going to say, I'm going to give him a 55.
52.
55.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, go Jack.
He's only got a few more movies left. You know, he's only doing so many, and he said he's quitting.
Until he needs money.
Oh, he doesn't need the money.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah.
These are good today.
These are good ones.
We actually know who they are.
I love when I know who
they are. The other ones are incredibly obscure.
Oh, good. Well, at least it gives something to look forward to.
Forward to, yeah, exactly.
Mariah Carey is, Mariah Carey is 48.
She's 50.
Yeah.
She's 48. She's
48.
Should we stop now while we're ahead, Jack?
No, I'm done.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
7:14, and okay, let's... I think I would imagine we've all done this at one time in our life. Siri, what do you think of the idea of just sitting out on the couch and watching movies all day long?
Oh, that's
as yourself
creamy.
This question. Why wouldn't you lay on your couch all day and watch movies? Mm-hmm. I don't know your life at all, but I am sure you deserve it. Ha ha ha. And I don't really care if you do or don't. I am always going to advocate for doing less in your life and kicking back and relaxing. If you are asking me if you will get in trouble for being lazy all day, I have no idea, but I am guessing that me and your place of work have completely different opinions on this matter. On the bright side, if they fire you, imagine all of the movies that you can watch on your couch.
Yeah, you can watch.
Look at that.
You can watch tons of movies.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to Siri at sunny1015.com. More Tough Love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
This is Sunny 101.5, 7:39.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Okay.
All right. Anyone that's a fan of the show knows our love for hard-boiled eggs. I think it's pretty much a
you
given.
Think?
Yeah, pretty big fan.
And this is an interesting... I want to try this...
We have eggs in the refrigerator.
All right, I'm going to need that shirt then. I'm going to need your shirt.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. What will you do is you take your egg, mm-hmm. and you're going to make a scrambled hard-boiled egg. Hold on. You get a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
You insert the raw egg and shell in its shell into one of the sleeves. You tie off the shirt sleeve at both ends so it's holding the egg there, right?
Right.
Then you take the shirt and spin it around your head to break up the egg in the shell.
Oh,
rotating
wow.
all the continents rapidly, scrambling right. hence in there, remove the egg from the sleeve, hard boil it, and what you have is a hard boiled scrambled egg.
Can I not be in the studio when you two try this?
We should go outside.
Someone's
going to
get
yeah.
hurt.
No, but you're the only one with a long sleeve shirt.
I see trouble.
Yeah, so I think you're.
No, I think we'll.
You got just... a shirt on under that?
No.
Okay. Then we're going to bring that one in tomorrow.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm telling you, we should try that.
Mine is food related too. And it's, but man, do you ever, I know that you guys really don't bake, but to prevent brown sugar from hardening, you know how you haven't used
yeah.
it for a while? And
well,
I mean,
yeah.
it's like a rock, it's like
that?
A brick, and you're trying to,
see, I didn't
you know,
even
slam
know
it on a counter.
What do you do with that?
All you do is toss an orange peel or a slice of apple in with the sugar in an airtight container. And then it will not get hard like that.
I'll be done.
See, now this is
never
where,
knew that.
Yeah, so when you buy a fresh bag, just put in an orange peel or a slice of apple.
How much is an
in
orange
an airtight container?
Off season. Is it worth it? How much is brown sugar? I would just probably go buy another bag of brown sugar.
It's just the inconvenience of not being able to use it when you need it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the financial part of it.
That was a loud sneeze. You need to really keep it down when you sneeze.
I'm trying.
Now, that's interesting. An
okay.
orange peel. And it won't.
Or an
jeopardize,
apple slice.
It won't jeopardize the
All right.
taste?
Nope.
Well, this one I'm not, it's got possibilities. I'm not 100% sold on it, but it does have possibilities, especially for those who are dating for the first time with a new person, okay?
Okay.
The first date.
Even the first date.
Okay.
You know, usually a dinner and a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the movie first. And then go to the dinner. This way you have something to talk about at dinner.
Oh, that's smart. Oh. What if you go to
it's
a movie that's bad?
Well, and once you've
yeah.
eaten, and you
Man,
know.
You're gonna jeopardize
well,
that.
Yeah.
Let's see Fast and Furious 9.
But here's
really
the other thing.
Girl.
When you guys go on this date and you've eaten 7 buckets of popcorn, you don't need to take her
yeah,
to dinner.
Well,
right.
She won't even go to dinner when she sees all the popcorn on the floor going, what is
usually,
wrong with
usually
you?
Usually after a movie, you've had it anyway. Aren't you ready to go home?
Yeah.
That's a great strategy.
Yeah. Not a bad strategy. But you can save some money that way. So I do kind of like that a lot.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
This is Sunny 101.5, 7:53, and time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
This is just heartbreaking.
Oh, no.
Can I get a moment of silence?
A moment of silence? Please?
Yep.
Oh, my. No. This is sad.
For the 60,000 pounds of beer cans that were spilled in Florida.
60,000
pounds. Can you imagine a semi? It was heartbreaking. Granted, it's not my my brand of choice, Busch beer, but...
Busch. That's what it sounded like when I hit the street, dude.
Yeah, that was the ongoing joke. Everyone was saying that. 60,000 pounds. Can you imagine? All across Interstate 10 in Florida. That's 40 miles east of Pensacola.
Man, the party they had.
Ah.
Yeah, the road's still swerving. Yeah. 2:40 a.m. Thankfully, there were just minor injuries. And
yes.
Many were treated on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
The beer didn't do so well, though.
Oh, it didn't.
Yeah. Busch also maintained a sense of humor about the accident, tweeting, "Thanks to all of those who have reached out to comfort the Busch family in this time of need."
Yes.
60,000 pounds of beer is a terrible tragedy. The driver was actually charged with careless driving.
Because that's toxic.
I mean, that really can mess up.
That's really what, you know, makes that so upsetting is because I hate to waste food.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
Sunny 101.5, who's this?
This is Barry.
Barry!
Come on down! You're the next contestant on the Wheel of Me!
All right, Barry.
Awesome.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about here before you actually get to the spinning. One is we have a guest spinning guest the wheel spinning. Of me.
Guest spinner.
And you want to, you know, have him sign in, please?
Yeah. Hey, Barry, this is Ken here. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How you doing,
Hey,
Ken?
We got a lot of big prizes out here for you, Barry.
He's been wanting, this is, not only have you been wanting to, you know, Barry, spin the wheel of me, but this gentleman has wanted to do it. In the studio ever since he was a kid.
Right.
He's wanted to do this. So we're going to let him do it. And remember, if you land on the one you choose, you'll get two of them.
Double. So, but hold on. We've got side bets.
Yeah.
We have the coffee side bet.
Right.
I believe, Jack, what were you going with?
I'm
going
to go with the Kipper Snacks.
Oh, you changed it. I thought he said pink crab.
No, man. I'm going Kipper Snacks.
Kipper Snacks. Yeah. Tracy, you're going
I'm
with?
I'm going with potted meat.
Now, just to be... The knife in the back. I'm going with pink crab meat.
Okay. Crab meat, Kipper Snacks, and you're going with?
Potted meat.
Potted meat. And
Barry?
What are you going with?
Anchovies, oysters,
Kipper Snacks, potted meat, Spam, liver pate, pink crab meat, and caviar.
Which one?
We'll go with the oysters.
Oysters.
Okay, he's going for oysters. All right. Here it is.
Are you ready?
You've heard of going for broke? This is going for oysters. Here we go.
That was good.
Go ahead. Listen to that spin. Come on now, Barry. Here we go. No whammies. Let me tell you something, Barry. You just landed on potted meat.
Who picked potted meat?
Tracy did.
Oh, all right.
So you win potted meat, Barry. And, of course, Tracy wins coffee.
Coffee.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
And I just win. And I just win because I'm here. That's all. It's just a win-win. Congratulations from Martin Supermarkets, Barry. That's great. You know, when did this start where I started losing money spinning the wheel of meat?
I don't know.
When did we start this?
I am losing too. Yeah, you've now dragged me into your bracket of...
Well, congratulations, Barry. Congratulations, Tracy. And we'll spin again next Tuesday.
I love it.
Start your workday with the most music. It's the 9 a.m. All Music Hour, only on Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us tomorrow for the Wednesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. It's not your birthday.
It's not my birthday.
It is somebody's.
It's someone's, and we'll find out
who's. Look out.
And look out. Also, your chance to win cash, too, with the Super High-Low Jackpot. Join us tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.